When we examine carbon in detail, we see that not only the formation of this atom, but also its chemical properties have been specially determined. In nature, carbon is found in two separate forms, graphite and diamond. However, the compound it forms produce very different substances. All the very different organic structures, from the cell membrane to tree bark, from the lens of the eye to a deer's antlers, from the white of an egg to snake venom, all these consist of carbon-based compounds. Carbon combines with hydrogen, oxygen, and nitrogen atoms in very different geometrical forms and sequences, thus giving rise to very different substances. Some carbon compounds consist of only a very few atoms, while others contain thousands or even millions. Only carbon atoms can form such long and permanent compounds. In his book, Neville Sidwick says this about carbon. Carbon is unique among the elements in the number and variety of the compounds which it can form. Over a quarter of a million have already been isolated and described. But this gives a very imperfect idea of its powers, since it is the basis of all forms of living matter. When carbon combines with other atoms to form organic compounds, the bond established between the atoms is known as a covalent bond. Covalent bonds are formed when two atoms share the same electrons. Electrons revolve in specific orbits around the atomic nucleus. There may be only two electrons in the orbit closest to the nucleus. The next orbit may contain 8, and one after that 18, and so on. The noteworthy point is that atoms have a predisposition to make up the number of electrons in their orbits. For example, oxygen with 6 electrons in its second orbit wants to add another 2 electrons and thus complete the orbit with 8 electrons. No answer can be given to the question of why atoms have such a tendency, but were it not for that predisposition, life forms could obviously never come into being. Covalent bonds are formed thanks to the atoms desire to complete their orbits. Two different atoms that want to complete their orbits do so by sharing their electrons. The two hydrogen atoms and one oxygen atom that constitute water, for instance, build a covalent bond. The oxygen raises the number of electrons in its second orbit by sharing one electron with each of the hydrogen atoms. Each of the hydrogen atoms raise the number of electrons in its second orbit to 2 by using one of the oxygen electrons. Carbon thus gives rise to very different substances by building such covalent bonds. Methane is one of these substances. The formation of methane comes about by 4 hydrogen atoms building a covalent bond with a carbon atom. Since the atomic number of carbon is 2 less than that of oxygen, the carbon bonds with 4 hydrogen atoms instead of 2. As we said at the beginning, the bonds built by carbon constitute a very wide spectrum. The bonds that carbon establishes with hydrogen alone give rise to the large family known as hydrocarbons. This family includes natural gas, liquid petrol, fuel oil, kerosene, and various machine oils. The hydrocarbons, ethylene and propylene, are the basis of the petrochemical industry. Other hydrocarbons give rise to such compounds as benzene, toluene, and turpentine. The mothballs we put in cupboards to protect our clothes against moths contain another form of hydrocarbon. Hydrocarbons that combine with chlorine or fluorine produce such different substances as anesthetics, fire extinguishers, and the freon used in refrigerators. The covalent bonds that carbon builds with hydrogen and oxygen represent another wide spectrum, including alcohols such as ethanol and propanol, as well as aldehydes, ketones, and fatty acids. Two important substances formed by carbon, hydrogen, and oxygen compounds are the glucose and fructose in the foods we eat that provide us with energy. Cellulose, the constituent of the hard part of trees that represents the raw material for paper, beeswax, vinegar, and formic acid, again form as the result of the covalent bonds that carbon constructs with hydrogen and oxygen. When carbon builds bonds with hydrogen, oxygen, and nitrogen atoms, very important compounds once again result. The most important of these are amino acids, which form proteins, our body's building blocks. The nucleotides that make up DNA are also molecules made up of carbon, hydrogen, oxygen, and nitrogen. In short, the covalent bonds constructed by the carbon atom are among the most essential preconditions necessary for life. If carbon were unable to build covalent bonds with oxygen, nitrogen, and hydrogen, then life could not exist. What enables carbon to form these bonds stems from a characteristic chemists refer to as metastability. The well-known biochemist John Burdon Sanderson Haldane describes this feature as follows. A metastable molecule means one that can liberate free energy by a transformation, but is stable enough to last a long time unless it is activated by heat, radiation, or union with the catalyst. This technical definition means that the carbon atom has a very unique structure, thanks to which carbon is easily able to form covalent bonds under normal conditions. However, there's one very interesting point here. Carbon's metastability, which is essential for life, only applies within a very narrow temperature range. Above 100 degrees Celsius, carbon compounds become highly unstable. We all observe this in our daily lives. An example of this is when we cook a piece of meat. Cooking it is actually changing the structure of the carbon compounds. One important point needs to be emphasized. The meat that is being cooked now becomes entirely dead. In other words, it assumes a completely different structure to that in a living organism. Most carbon compounds decay at above 100 degrees Celsius. Many vitamins break down at once. Sugars undergo structural change in the same way and lose their nutritional value. At a slightly higher temperature, 150 degrees Celsius, for instance, carbon compounds start to burn. In other words, the upper limit of the temperature range for carbon compounds to establish covalent bonds and maintain these in a stable manner does not exceed 100 degrees Celsius. At a temperature lower than 0 degrees Celsius, however, organic biochemistry becomes impossible, yet other compounds are different. Most inorganic substances are not affected in this way by temperature changes. In order to see this, you can place some metal, glass, or stone in a frying pan next to a piece of meat, and then heat them up. You'll see that as the temperature rises, the structure of the meat changes. It darkens and eventually burns. Yet nothing happens to the metal, glass, or stone, not even if you raise the temperature by hundreds of degrees. Close inspection shows that the temperature needed by carbon compounds in order to build and maintain covalent bonds is exactly the range that exists on Earth.